Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily word from God's heart brought by Pastor Preeji. As you receive the word, open your soul to be encountered by Him.
Good morning, my dear friends. Welcome to this amazing new day, this new week, and this new season. We are so blessed. We are so privileged. The fact that we have access to God's voice, the fact that we understand what He's speaking to us, the fact that we have an ability, understanding, a revelation that helps us to decode the language of heaven, this is the greatest privilege of all. When we continue to pursue His heart, when we continue to read the Bible, not just for information or knowledge, but for wisdom, but for a revelation of what God is like and what God desires, what God wants, then we are not just trying to understand the rules and regulations that are there in the Bible. Then we are trying to understand the God of this Bible. The psalmist, he said this in Psalm 119 and verse 32. I will pursue your commands, for you expand my understanding. Now think about it for a minute. Will you and I pursue a command from God? We will obey if a command come to us, but will we go looking for it? Will we go asking for it? Will we go demanding that God would give us an instruction? That is what the Bible says. He says, He will pursue the commands of God. He will go into the Word of God to understand what is the command of God for this day. He will sit down to pray so he can understand what is the Lord commanding me today. When he is speaking in tongues, when he is praying in the Spirit, when he is just having an intimate time with his Master, he is going to be asking this question, what is the Lord commanding me today? I will pursue your commands. I'm going to go after your instructions. I really want to know what you want me to do. I really want to understand what is the next step that I can take so that I can bring glory and honor to you. See, servants are not the same as sons. Servants, they don't go looking for commands. When a command comes to them, they'll just obey it. But a son, on the other hand, he'll go looking to understand what his father wants him to do. A bride will go to her groom to find out, what can I cook for you today? How can I help you today? What can I serve you with today? They will pursue a command. And the Lord is looking at a generation that is so callous, that is so ignorant, that is so fed up pursuing God. And God is asking us, will you pursue me for my commands? Not just for my blessings, not just for the provision that I'm going to give you, not just for the anointing that I want to bless you with, not just for my hand of favor and grace over your life, but will you pursue my commands? The psalmist, he says, I will pursue your commands because you expand my understanding. Every time I receive a command from the Lord and I receive an instruction and I get to know what needs to be my next step, and I understand that the Lord wants me to go and talk to somebody, do something, give up on something, start something afresh, whatever the Lord is giving me as a task for the day ahead. It could be a small thing or it could be a big thing. When I receive it willingly and I say yes to it, I celebrate it, I'm excited to obey it, I'm excited to practice it, I'm excited to put it into application. The Bible says that obedience, that willingness will expand my understanding. There are so many of us who do pursue God's commands. who do pursue God's voice, His presence, but we don't obey to the extent that obedience will in fact bring understanding. There was an understanding that Abraham received on the top of the mountain that he couldn't have received back in his home. Did God speak to him in his home as well? Definitely. But he had to take that step, that journey, that process from getting out of his house and, you know, saying goodbye to his family, preparing the altar, going up the mountain alone with his son, tying him down on the altar that he's about to give to the Lord, and almost raising up the knife to slaughter his only son. He had to go through that process for his understanding to be expanded to the next level. When we pursue God's commandments, when we pursue what God is speaking to us, what God is saying to us, what God is declaring over us every day, in every season, we will receive further understanding for the next season of our life. That is when we will get more clarity about the promises of God. That's when we will know the full picture. The reason you and I, we are still living in doubt and fear is because we've not taken the first step in obeying the commandments of God. I want you to remember this scripture today. I will pursue God's commands. Make this your desire. Make this your prayer. Make this your confession. Make this your declaration. I will pursue your commands. As a family, we will pursue your commands. As a church, we will go after your instructions because you expand our understanding. You expand our perspectives. You increase our revelations. And so we say a yes and an amen to that.
Thank you for listening. As God has spoken to you through this word, share this podcast and encourage someone's spirit. Reach out to us at pastorpreji.com. May this word guide your day.